This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Infection rates from drug-resistant nightmare bacteria rose almost 70% between 2019 and 2023. That's according to a new report from Centers for Disease Control and Prevention scientists. Dr. Daniel Rhodes, chair of the College of American Pathologists Council on Scientific Affairs, joins me now on the line to offer us some perspective. Dr. Rhodes, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So when we look at this CDC report, do you agree with what you're seeing in there?
Yeah, I agree. There's definitely an increase in antimicrobial resistance, and you know they're calling out this emerging NDM resistance, which is definitely all around, and according to the report, getting more prevalent, which I definitely believe.
Anecdotally, what have you heard?
Yeah, so we see these same bacteria in, you know, in our patients, in our laboratory. Everywhere is a little bit different, though. We're not seeing the increase that they're reporting that they're picking up nationally. But, you know, I wonder if this is driven by kind of local pockets, because oftentimes these infections or these groups of bacteria that emerge are somewhat local when they first emerge.
Describe for us what's happening here that these bacteria, they're calling them nightmare bacteria, you know, are so drug resistant.
Yeah, so, you know, we kind of made that happen. The humans did that. So 100 years ago, these were all susceptible, right, to all the antibiotics. But as we use more and more antibiotics, we select for the bacteria that can tolerate those antibiotics or that are resistant. So that's what happened. That's what happens. The more we use antibiotics, the more resistance we expect to see.
One of the things I've heard is that as patients, we're partly to blame, for example, when we don't finish a full course of antibiotics. Is that true?
Yeah, so that thinking is evolving. You know, I was taught the same thing, you know, when I was younger, you know, you got to finish all your antibiotics for your strep throat. And people are reevaluating, you know, how long a course of antibiotics is necessary for some of these infections. You know, one thing that I would say patients and prescribers need to work together on is making sure that they only take antibiotics when appropriate, right? You shouldn't take antibiotics if you have a cold or a flu in an outpatient setting typically, because those viruses you know, don't respond to antibiotics. We should really just save them for when we really need them.
Yes, I remember when my kids were little, sometimes being a little surprised when a doctor would say, let's let this run its course. You know, like the body is actually designed to try to fight some of this off.
Yeah. And a lot of those infections in childhood are viruses, and it just takes time for that immune system to clear the viruses.
One other question I have. So if taking antibiotics is thought to have kind of created these resistant strains, and now we're treating some of these really resistant bacteria with superpower antibiotics, are we going to make things worse long term?
Yeah, that's a good question. People often use the analogy of an arms race, right? Where we humans create a new antibiotic or a new super weapon, and then the bacteria figure out how to get around it. And so it's, you know, a little bit of back and forth. So I expect that resistance will continue to emerge as we put these selective pressures of antibiotics on the bacteria. But there are new antibiotics that are coming out. There's one that came out just this year that's specifically designed to inhibit this NDM carrying bacteria.
You mentioned pockets. Can you explain a little bit about how people can be carriers or spread these resistant bacteria?
Sure. Yeah, so the bacteria that typically have this NDM resistance mechanism typically live in our guts. And typically, they don't cause infection. We just carry them. The problem is when they get in the wrong place, right? So if there's a surgery and they get inside the body and the surgical site, or if there's a urinary tract infection. So any one of us might be carrying these, and it doesn't cause any problems. The problem is when it gets in the wrong spot and starts to cause an infection.
Are we doing a good enough job in this country tracking all of these cases and analyzing them?
Yeah, there's at least kind of two ways to think about this. One is from a public health perspective, which is what the CDC does, and they track and report like the report that came out. And then the other side, which is what I work on day to day, is taking care of the patient. And I think from a patient standpoint, there are opportunities to do better, to identify when that infection is carrying that NDM quickly. And we have tools and we're working on that. But if we can identify it quickly, we can get the patient on the right antibiotic quickly.
Dr. Rhodes, what do you want the public to know about this? They've heard this story. It's a little frightening. So what would you tell our listeners?
Yeah, this is concerning to all of us, but although this is new, it's really a theme that has been going on for decades, is that we use more antibiotics and we select for more resistance. And the only way, to get past this is to only use antibiotics when we absolutely need to, and also continue to develop new antibiotics. So science is important so that we can get through this together.
In the near term, do you think we're going to continue to see higher infection rates from these drug-resistant bacteria?
Yeah, I do believe that we will. That's been the theme over for decades, and I think it's going to continue. It's going to continue to be a challenge. The WHO, the CDC, for years have warned that this is a concern and a growing concern. So I think we do need to be aware and give it attention.
Thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.